Hello there, and welcome to this audio podcast of the Samsung Gleam. This podcast is to demonstrate a phone that you may not have known was out there. But I'll let my buddy Kevin Andrews explain about that.
Hi, I'm Kevin Andrews, and today I'm going to be just showing you about the Samsung Gleam. It's a cell phone that is distributed by Verizon Wireless that talks, and so I'm going to show you a little bit about that phone today. Sean, you also have that phone, right?
Correct. Yes, I do. I actually convinced Kevin to get that phone.
Back in June. Yes.
Yeah. He was looking for a phone. Like he was looking for a talking phone. I think Kevin, right?
Right.
And he said he didn't know what one to get. And so for you parents out there, who and kids who think. Who are visually impaired or not, who think that there's no phone out there that can help you or your child, there actually is. Yep. And anyway, so back to my story, I kind of was on a tangent. So I said, hey, Kevin, there's this phone called the Samsung Gleam. You want to look at mine? And he said, okay, yeah, sure. And so he took a peek at mine, and he said, whoa, you know, I can actually use this, you know, because the number and the buttons were huge, you know.
In the text messaging, that's what I was looking for, because it reads incoming text messages, which I'll get into in a second.
So. Yeah. That's the nice thing, folks. It reads incoming text messages. It reads
caller ID.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you guys want to know, say, like all you blind people like want to know who's calling, you need to go no further than the Samsung Gleam. It really has a great talking caller ID, and if it doesn't recognize it, if there's not a name.
It'll just say the number.
Yeah, in the context list, it'll just say the number. Or if you dialed like the, I don't know what code it is, but that you don't want the phone to know your number, it'll just say call for an unavailable number.
Start 67. But yeah.
Yeah.
So
Kevin's gonna introduce the phone to you, and I will shut up.
Okay, well, this, of course, is the Samsung Gleam. You get it from Verizon Wireless. It, I don't know, how much was it, Sean?
I got mine from for $180. Folks, they've gone down since.
But the phone, it is worth it. The price is worth it, believe me. Don't let the price scare you. It was $175 for mine, I think. But, it is absolutely worth it for this phone. When you buy it, of course, you don't you need some sighted help to turn this talking stuff on?
Yeah, you do. And also, I forgot to mention,
it's you can do really, that at the store.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's really cool because they will help you in the store turn it on, and it also reads you the numbers. Like it'll say, like it'll actually like tell you the numbers as you press them. Now, most of you may not need that, but say if you guys, like, can't feel the buttons too well.
Or if you don't know the telephone keypad very well, it'll help you out with
it. Yeah, like, say if you're just starting out, you know.
Right.
It'll tell you the number, like, 3, 6, you know. Kevin, you want to give them a demonstration of that?
I will, yes. Okay. I'm going to show you how it'll actually say the number, numbers for you. So I'm going to hit the number. 4 right now.
4.
Notice it says 4. You know, it
star.
It basically says any number that you type, and the send button, if you want to call, would be on your left above the 1 key. The end is just on the other side. It's above the 3 key. So. Yeah, you can, Sean, what should we show them first?
Let's show them how to Let's show them the great menu navigation, because I was so surprised that this actually led you, like, in depth into the menu.
It does. Okay, so we're going to open up our phone, and the middle button is the, yeah, there's like four arrows, and then there's a middle button, so we're going to hit that. That'll take us to the menu.
Contact.
Then we can either go left or right arrow through the different menus here. So we have contacts.
And it reads you the contacts, too.
Right.
Contacts.
So we will hit the middle button is like your enter key, I guess you could say. So hit the middle button on contacts, and here's what we got. It's the submenu, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Contacts 1. Contact.
Well, down arrow.
2. Contact list. 3. Groups. 4. Speed dial.
Oh, and another thing I like about this is really clear speech, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's really clear.
Yeah, somebody said it was like Microsoft Mary, but it's not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, okay, so if we go to the next menu on the right, we have...
Recent calls.
It'll read you what's in there.
Recent calls 1. This 2. Received.
By the way, I'm down arrowing through this.
3. Dialed. 4. All. 5. View timers. 1.
And we're back to the top.
And the nice thing is that it beeps when you get to the end. It makes a lower pitched beep. That's like good to know.
1.
1. 5. View timers. Recent call.
So, and it's nice menu navigation. I was able to set up a lot of the settings on my phone with no sighted assistance at all. So, you know. Should we show them text messaging?
Yeah, but a point about the menus, I mean, like most phones, folks, it's not 100% accurate, but I just want to point out and give Verizon a pat on the back.
Yes, thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, because they've come a long, long way since like 2005. I think on ACB radio they did Verizon and Sprint and all that stuff. They did a cell phone accessibility update, and they had just started coming out with accessible cell phones, but they have come a long darn ways from 2005 to 2008. I mean, what more could you honestly ask for?
I know. If I can add to your point, back in 2005, June of 05, I got one of the, I guess you could call it our family phone. I was 11, really young for a phone, but I got, it was a Verizon Wireless Motorola V60. Man, that thing was, it didn't do a whole lot, and it didn't talk. The only thing it did, voice activation, you hit the button, it would say, call, no, it was something like, you would say Sean Williams, and it would call that number in the phone book. I mean, it was that simple, and it didn't do anything else. So they've come a long way from that.
Yeah, and we're the point of our podcast, folks, is to give you a phone idea that's not expensive, such as like mobile speaker talks. Not that we're bashing them or saying that they're bad or anything, because they're darn good, you know.
You don't need any extra software or installation or anything. It's just ready to go.
Yeah. So you're gonna show them text messaging?
Yeah, Sean. Do you have your phone?
My phone's actually kind of dead. Is there somebody?
I don't know. Okay, let's see. I could try my brother, I guess. I don't know. Is there anybody? You got it? I don't know. We'll try my brother. He doesn't even have to respond. Okay. You got to turn this feature on, of course, which they will help you out at the store with. Just make sure that you turn everything on, I guess. All the messaging and reading.
Or, Kevin, can you read a text message from the past? Just to show one? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to hit...
Yeah, that way we can actually...
Okay. So, oh, by the way, when you're sending a text message, it won't actually, like, tell you every letter you're typing. That, I learned the letters on the phone pad. Sean, did you do that?
Oh, yes. And folks, it's really not hard. I mean, yeah, first it may be slow, and you may be saying, "Oh, how can I do that?" You know, as a blind person, but it's not hard. You know,
it's very
easy.
I will show you how to do that. Okay, so I am gonna send a text message. Okay, we're gonna hit the messaging button. It's on our top left, and so let's hit it and see what we got.
Messaging one. New message.
That means we want to send a new message, so we'll hit enter or the middle button to do that.
Yeah, message one. TXT message.
And that's what we want. You can also do
two. Picture message.
Which three, obviously.
Video message.
Yeah. But we're gonna do text message.
One. TXT message.
Hit enter or the middle button. Now we gotta type the number, and so I'm gonna type in a number. I'll do my dad. I'm going to do my dad. Okay, here we go. I'm obviously not saying the number. And then we hit the middle button. And here's where we start typing. So, I'm going to hit... the keyboard works like this, folks. Two, once for A. Two, twice for B. Type two three times for C, and this is all in rapid repetition. Two four times for the number two, and it kind of goes on like that. Sean, you want to kind of explain that?
Yeah. Okay. two, the number two key A B C, three D E F, four G H I, five J K L, six. M-N-O 7 P-Q-R-S 8 yep. T-U-V 9
W-X-Y-Z and 0 is the number 0 and the number 1 is your punctuation friend. I won't even, because I just learned about that not too long ago, so I won't even get into that. But
did you?
What?
Oh, I didn't know you could do punctuation on
that. Yeah, one is punctuation is your punctuation friend. Okay, so we're gonna type eight once for T. We're gonna write the word test. We're gonna type eight once for T. Hang on a second. Oh no, shoot. Hang on.
I know a quicker way to do it.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
And what he's doing, folks, is he's going into his contact list, and he's going to a name, he's going to hit the right soft key, which is the upper right, and go down twice, and
hit the upper right,
and then hit the enter key.
Alright, so, we want to write test, so we're going to hit 8 once for T. And then you just need to wait like a second, and then you can write the next letter. Three twice for E. And then we're going to hit 7 4 times for S. And then 8 once again for T. And if you want to do period or anything like that, you just hit the number 1 once for period. And then we hit the middle button to send. And wait for a second. Wait about, Sean, what is it, 6 seconds to make sure it sends?
Probably.
About 7 seconds and it'll send. Now we can see, we can go back to our messages, messaging, hit the upper left key.
Messaging one.
Let's explain the punctuation, because I don't even know the punctuation, so.
Alright, I will do that. I'll send it to you, though. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I don't think my... We're going to go to Sean.
Sean Williams.
Upper right key. There's a shortcut. I just hit 3 for text message. And there we go. So, but the Gleam won't actually read you the punctuation. Like, when it comes back to you, if someone wrote in punctuation, it might read question mark, but I think that's it.
Hmm.
Here, like, I'm going to hit three times for question mark. Oh, by the way, if you want a space, just hit pound twice.
Yeah.
That's pound twice for space. And I'll write you a period is once. Space. If you want to do, like, the number one, it's, I think it's one, like, 11 times. and then we'll send that.
Well, my phone's actually off.
I know, but I'm going to show them about the sent folder in your messages. And then how... Because it sounds the same. Here. I'm going to go like this. We're going to hit our messages button. Messaging on the upper left.
Messaging one. New message.
And then go down.
Two. Inbox. 0/22.
Hit down again for cents.
Three. Send. 14.
Okay. And here's where all the sent text, all the sent text messages are. So we're gonna hit the middle button and see what we've sent.
Two, Sean William Global One.
Oops, text. It didn't.
Saturday, October 11th.
It didn't read the text. It didn't read the question mark. That's weird. See, it doesn't necessarily read the question, all the punctuation to you.
But let's just read like a text message that way they can.
Okay.
Here,
like one that I've sent,
or one I've sent you in the past, or whatever.
Okay.
Messaging.
We're gonna go to inbox.
Inbox.
And you can left or right arrow through the messages after you hit middle on it. Here we go.
How's the sign? Call back.
Okay, here we go. Hang on. Okay, so we're on a message from Sean here, text message, and it will tell you the callback number most of the time. I think if it's Verizon, it'll tell you the callback number, right?
I think any number.
Yeah, I think it does. It'll tell you the callback number. It'll say, from Sean Williams. Sean Williams.
It'll tell you the date it was sent.
Yeah, it says, from Sean Williams, whatever he wrote in the text message. And then it'll say, callback number, whatever is, 810-347-0623. And then it'll say, received on whatever date. So, here's what a text message that you receive will sound like. Obviously with different names and numbers and time and date, but here we go.
From Sean Williams. How's the sign? Call back number 810-347-0623. Received Tuesday, October 7th, 7:24 p.m.
So, there you go.
And I had asked that, meaning, like, how's his website, which is up right now.
Yep.
That we're podcast on.
We're going to give that at the end. So it may seem intimidating to send a text message, but it's really not that hard. Once you learn it, you'll be texting your friends all day long. And it's really
unless your mom takes your phone away because you text too much.
Well, yeah, but it's really a lot of fun, folks. And, the Gleam is the way to go. Sean, any thoughts on this?
I would say, like Kevin, you might want to check the Gleam out. Just go to verizonwireless.com. Call their number if you can. Go to Verizon store, ask to check the Gleam out.
It's the Samsung Gleam.
Yeah.
That's all Samsung Gleam. Yep.
That was basically the point of our podcast, just to...
There's obviously a lot more features, and it's really a lot of fun, because I love playing with stuff. I don't necessarily read the manual all the time. I'm like, forget it. I'm going to play with it. So, go exploring, Explore the tech world.
Yeah, and that's basically why we created this site, because we want people to know that, hey, there is assistive technology out there.
And there is certain you can type on a keyboard, as I do a lot. But yeah.
Yeah. And we just want to get the whole point of this website even is to get parents and kids' minds rolling that, hey, there is technology that you can use. It's time to step out of your shell or whatever and start getting into the world of technology.
Electronic mobility, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, and it's really important that you try and get your kid introduced to, you know, JAWS, which we will podcast on sometime in the future. You know, I was introduced to it in third grade. I've been using it since fifth grade. It's been pretty much a lifesaver for academics and personal and luxury. So, but yeah, JAWS for Windows. And because when they get middle school and high school, they're really going to need it, as we know from experience. So.
Yep. Well, thank you very much, folks, for joining us for the demo of the Samsung Gleam.
By Verizon Wireless.
Yes. And we look forward to getting your feedback. And we are going to tell you of ways you can give us your feedback.
Okay.
Kevin?
Yeah, I am obviously the webmaster, so you can send me your comments. Go to the website is www.technologywizard.987mb.com. The website is always growing and getting bigger. So, you know, go ahead and check stuff out. There's some resources on different stuff, which, you know, we'll probably demo on in the future, so, and podcast on. I'm trying to get a feedback form up there. Just stay and remain patient. Otherwise, just email us. Call Sean, 810-347-0623. 810-347-0623. You can get in contact with me. My email address is up there, 510-KDOG, the number one, at earthlink.net. And I also set up an email, Sean, for the show, just a whole email for the show. technology.wizards123@gmail.com, but that's all up on the website. So, yeah, go check it out, and we love hearing your feedback. This is Kevin Andrews and Sean
Williams. Thank you very much, and have a pleasant day.
Thank you for listening.